First today, masks are back on in Australia's biggest city as it holds its breath, hoping it's not in the grip of another COVID outbreak. There are no new cases today, but a frantic search is still on to find the source of an infection in a man who somehow managed to travel to all points of the city searching for an expensive barbecue. For more, reporter Catherine Gregory joins me. Catherine, good afternoon. What have New South Wales health authorities said today?
Well, it's good news so far. So there's no new cases of community transmission, and that's with more than 13,300 tests in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. So at the moment, we have two people who have COVID in the community. That's this man in his 50s. And also his wife. Still, it's concerning because, as you mentioned, this man had been all over Sydney over the weekend and earlier in the week, and it was actually at a time when he was really infectious. So there's this long list of venues that people, that health authorities say people need to check. That's on the New South Wales website, the New South Wales Health website. So if people had been there at the same time as this man, they need to get tested and isolate immediately. We actually received this news via a media release today. Normally there is a media event where journalists can ask questions. This time we actually got a video of New South Wales doctor Jeremy McConalty. Now, he was saying that there is a new venue of concern that's been added to that list. That's the XOPP restaurant in Chinatown. He pointed this out because he said that there is a problem in this particular situation where people weren't using the QR code to sign in. So it's a call to everyone to not be complacent. Here's what he had to say.
This also highlights the need for everyone in New South Wales to check in and out of every venue you visit, as it allows us to complete rapid contact tracing when required.
That's Dr. Jeremy McConalty there. So in the absence of this media event, it actually seems like we're no clearer to knowing how this man got the virus. As we know, there are no direct links to hotel quarantine, border control. He hadn't been overseas. So it's really unclear how he got it. We do know that genomic sequencing had shown that his particular strain is linked to that of a US traveller who'd been in hotel quarantine. Still, we don't know how this man and that traveller even crossed paths. So earlier today, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian spoke to Commercial Breakfast Television, and she said she's actually concerned that there might be more people out there with the virus.
Well, that's why it's a mystery at the moment, and we don't know who it is. It could be more than one person. It could be a worker who's passed it on to someone else, who's passed it on to someone else. It could be someone who was at the same venue as the initial man in his 50s who got the virus. So we just don't know. And when you don't know in a pandemic, it's best just to have a little bit of caution, be a bit cautious, which is what we're doing.
That's the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, speaking there. And Catherine, what are health authorities doing to determine this missing link?
So epidemiologists at the ABC have been speaking to have pointed out various sort of avenues. They say, first of all, contact tracers are relying on QR codes. They also say that health detectives will be retesting hotel staff and the drivers where the overseas traveller was quarantining, just in case any of them had an initial false negative result, because this could be possible given that there's all these new strains that are coming through and our tests might not be picking that up. There's also another line of investigation, and that could be that there was a traveller who boarded the same flight as this infected traveller from the US. That person might have got the virus and was given an exemption to quarantine at home instead of a hotel, so it could have passed into the community that way. Regardless, though, there is increasing criticism from some of these experts about using hotel quarantine. That's given the emerging evidence that there is airborne transmission, and these hotels aren't set up to manage that. So a lot of these epidemiologists say they want purpose-built facilities that are away from the cities. There was one infectious diseases expert that I spoke to. That's Associate Professor Paul Griffin. He's from the University of Queensland. He says, though, that too has its own complications.
The main one would be if someone was to be positive and need acute medical care, if we're using remote facilities, then that could be challenging. And obviously there's a lot of challenges in moving people to those facilities that not only logistically difficult, but will also potentially pose risks of cases escaping in transit. So, you know, I think we probably need to have a way of risk stratifying people and maybe utilising both solutions in a complementary way to make sure we've controlled the risk as much as possible.
That's Professor Paul Griffin from the University of Queensland, and before him, our reporter, Catherine Gregory.